Newport Richey Republican State Senator Mike Fasano, saying he's responding to the needs of his constituents, will offer two bills in next year's legislative session dealing with illegal immigration.
Well, Washington, sadly, has failed us. They failed United States citizens, the taxpayers of this great country and of this great state, when they did nothing in regards to the crisis that we're dealing with on illegal immigration. We're seeing now many states, Oklahoma and other states around the country, taking it upon themselves to pass legislation locally in their states to deal with the problem. We need to do the same thing here in Florida. We have many people who pay taxes, millions of people who pay taxes in the state of Florida. Their dollars should not be wasted. If we're going to be using dollars to hire anybody, contract out to anyone for the purpose of public issues, then we want to be sure that anyone they're hiring is here legally. We don't want to be using our tax dollars in a wasteful way.
Fasano has drawn up two bills that he's hoping to get passed when the legislature reconvenes next March. One is called the Aliens Unauthorized Employment Bill that would strip businesses of their designation as agricultural and would also fine them up to $25,000 for having undocumented workers on their payroll. That's not likely to please members of Florida's agricultural community, who say they rely on seasonal workers to help harvest the fruits and vegetables that make up their business. Senator Fasano says he's sympathetic, up to a point.
I understand what they're saying. However, the law is the law. And when anybody breaks the law in this state or this country, you pay the consequences. We certainly should not be encouraging anyone, whether it be in the agricultural field or in the public sector or the private sector or wherever it may be. We should not be encouraging anybody to break the law. There's a process in the United States. There's a process to become either a citizen or to be here legally as a permanent resident. Go through that process, and then you have every right to be here and every right to work here.
What Fasano and no doubt other Florida lawmakers intend to do is similar to what state legislatures have been doing across the country in the last 2 years, create their own anti-immigration laws. Now that comprehensive immigration reform as proposed by President Bush and backed by senators like Mel Martinez is off the table, the National Conference of State Lawmakers predicts that only budget issues will take precedence over immigration in 2008. A Pew Hispanic Center poll released earlier this month found 57% of Latino voters identifying with Democrats, while only 23% with Republicans. As the Wall Street Journal editorialized on Monday, that 34-point gap has increased by 21 points in less than a year and a half. But Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano says illegal immigration is a serious matter that transcends the polls.
The last thing we need to do is be concerned about the political future of either party when you're dealing with illegal immigration, when people are breaking the law. I'm hearing from my constituents. As a state senator, we're limited as to what we can do. But when I go to town hall meetings, when I speak to groups, yes, homeowners insurance and property taxes are at the top of the list of many individuals who speak to me and ask me questions. But right at the top of that list is the concern of people who are taxpayers, who are citizens of the state, who are here permanently in the United States and here in Florida. Their concern is that Washington is doing nothing about illegal immigration. And that's blamed on not only Republicans but Democrats alike. Both of them have been in charge. Neither of them have dealt with the issue.
Another bill that Fasano was sponsoring is the Security and Immigration Compliance Act. Among other provisions, that would require law enforcement officers to determine the legal status of people arrested. If they are undocumented, officers would have to notify Homeland Security. It would also require Florida's domestic security apparatus to work with Homeland Security on enforcing immigration laws jointly.
We have local law enforcement throughout the state doing an excellent job, but we want to make certain it's law. We want to be sure that anyone who is arrested in the state of Florida, if they're found out to be here illegally, that Homeland Security needs to be contacted, must be contacted immediately to let them know that they are holding somebody who's been here illegally and has also been arrested for whatever crime it may be. We hear too many horror stories where people who have been arrested for whatever cause, whatever reason, are being let out of jail and then finding out afterwards that they were here illegally in the United States.